And now let us continue in prayer. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, O God, in the reading of your word, that we would hear what you have to say to us today. In Jesus Christ, amen. Recently, in this season of Easter, we have been reading through 1 John and have heard the commandment to love one another emphasized repeatedly. In today's passage, the commandment is the foundation for the claim that faith in Jesus Christ leads to new birth. Reading from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 6, listen for God's word. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God, love God, and obey God's commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey God's commandments. And God's commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world, but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. So ends the first reading.
As with last week's gospel passage, this week's reading from the farewell discourse of Jesus names the intimate relationship between God and Jesus' followers. To live out of that love from God and Christ, disciples must hold an ethic of loving one another. Let's listen again for God's word to us today from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Amen.